From Cheesehead TV, as well as the Maple Street Press, their Green Bay Packers annual coming out very, very soon. It's Brian Caravu. Brian, how's it going, man?
Doing very good. Glad to be talking some Packers football once again now that the lockout's over.
Exactly. It's nice to, you know, it's nice to see everything that's going on, but I feel like I'm only catching about 60% of what's going on. I don't feel like, you know, I'm doing my due diligence to stay on top of things.
Yeah, you know, it kind of went out of people's minds for the past about 4 months, out of sight, out of mind, I suppose. I mean, it's always kind of in the back when you're in Wisconsin. It's you have no choice but to be thinking about football, but it just wasn't at the forefront of everybody's mind.
This is going to be one of those years when you're at your fantasy football draft and somebody drafts this guy and says they're from a certain team and everybody laughs because they're not on that team anymore. And that's probably going to happen like 3 or 4 times this year because there's so much movement yeah. that is going on. I mean, you have no idea how to keep track of it.
Exactly. I mean, free agency starting right now, and I think the term that people have used is free urgency. So there's just going to be so much movement between players and teams, between draft choices being signed and undrafted rookies being signed, and then free agents as well, and it all at the same time, and it just really is going to be cluster.
Well, we'll start with the Packers and the green and gold agreeing to terms. We can't say signing because that won't happen until after 5 o'clock on Friday. A very convenient media time, by the way. But Mason Crosby agreeing to the 5-year, $14.75 million deal as reported, $3 million in guarantees. Oh, what did you think of this decision, Brian, to bring Crosby back for that long?
I thought, first of all, that it was, you know, almost kind of a given. The Packers don't have another kicker on their roster, so they didn't draft one. They didn't get one who was undrafted, and so, I mean, it was just, you know, it was a given that they'd re-sign him. Otherwise, they'd have to go out and sign one in free agency, and as part of the new collective bargaining agreement, one of the weird rules this year is if you sign somebody from another team, they can't even practice until, I believe, it's August 6th, so the Packers couldn't even practice with a kicker. And so it was all but a given. And, you know, they have him now for locked up for several years. And, you know, some people say that his accuracy is, you know, kind of not what it should be, is not quite among the top tiers of NFL kickers, which, you know, people kind of point to the 80% mark for kickers and their field goal accuracy as being where you want to be at or above. And Mason Crosby's kind of come under that. He has like a career accuracy mark of 78%, but, you know, you got to take a couple factors into effect. One is that he plays in the coldest weather climate in the NFL, or at least one of the coldest, and another that he has quite a few attempts from over 50 yards. So you got to look at that when you look at Mason Crosby.
When you look at the rest of the list of free agents that the Packers are losing, the Darren Colleges, the John Coons, the Brandon Jacksons, the James Jones, is there anybody there that they have to bring back that if they don't bring back, they're going to be scrambling to fill? Or is this an instance where any of those other 11 guys go to another team, there's somebody right back there waiting to take their place?
Well, I think one person that is going to be back that might be another given will be John Coon, the fullback. Corey Hall, another fullback, is also a free agent. So if he doesn't get signed, you know, then they're kind of without almost anybody at the position. So, John Coon was very good last year. You know, I'm not going to say great, but he filled a role for them in their march to the Super Bowl. He's a good blocker. He's a good I'll break this up. He's a good run blocker. He's a good pass blocker. And he's a good receiver out of the backfield. Maybe great at none of them, but good at all of them. So they need him. And, you know, as for some of the other guys, it's going to be really tough for the Packers to sign guys like Cullen Jenkins and James Jones. I think they're going to command a lot of money on the open market that, you know, just the Packers might not be able to match, you know, where other teams have some money to throw around.
Talking with Brian Caraveau of Cheesehead TV, as well as the Maple Street Press, the Packers annual coming out very soon, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But Brian joining us here on AM 1570, 95.3 FM, The Score. The longer that those guys are out there, though, do you think it's more likely that Green Bay reels them back in because of exactly what you said, the money? They're thinking this. If that money isn't in there, their number starts coming down, and maybe it's closer to what the Packers would bring them back for.
You know, it's a possibility, certainly not going to rule anything out in this time period where it's going to be a little crazy, but there are a couple factors, or at least one factor that sticks out to me that's quite a bit interesting. Last year was an uncapped year in the NFL, so there's a couple teams like the Carolina Panthers came to mind where they simply slashed their payroll because, well, in addition to being no salary cap, there was no salary floor. They didn't have to spend a minimum amount of money, so they spent less, far less, than a lot of other teams in the NFL. Well, now coming back, there's a salary cap and a salary floor again, a minimum that teams have to meet with their player salaries. So a couple teams out there are going to have to spend a lot of money in free agency. They just have to. It's going to be the rules now that this floor is in effect once again. So a guy like James Jones and Colin Jenkins, again, those two guys, they might be highly sought after and could get some big money on the open market.
You know, Brian, the team that I look at that's a perfect example of what you just said there is the Carolina Panthers, because they've threw money at everybody, it seemed like. Lindo Mari, they brought back D'Angelo Williams, Charles Jordan, too. You know, I mean, they're going out there and they're spending. They're that perfect example of the team that needs to get that number up to where it needs to be, which is, it's good for the Panther fans, and I think it's good for the competitive balance of the NFL when you see a team working like that and being forced to work to get better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Packers play Carolina this year, and you know they weren't very competitive this past season in 2010. I think they'll be more competitive in 2011. It's going to be a little hard for them to start out with the new quarterback. Of course, they spent the first round draft choice on Cam Newton, and it's going to take some time to get him up to speed. But they're throwing some money out there, and hopefully they're spending it wisely. I suppose it's going to be a little time before we know that or not, but I think they will be improved, as several teams out there will be once they get their legs under them in the start of training camp here.
You know, Brian, I'm surprised at the backlash and kind of some of the criticism of Minnesota going after Donovan McNabb, bringing him in. If you look at the scenario, at least in my eyes, doesn't it make sense to go out and get a guy like that? I think they gave up 2 6-round picks just to have him in there. So it gives Minnesota a viable option at quarterback, where they were going to be throwing out Christian Ponder or Joe Webb this season.
Yeah, you know, I think it would be fine for them to get a veteran quarterback to at least start the season with. I don't think Donovan McNabb's the long-term answer there. But you're absolutely right. I mean, especially to begin the season, Christian Ponder's not going to be ready. And here you've got a quarterback who's been around the block before, and he can be ready in pretty short order. So, I suppose for the spending price, it's okay. The long-term answer in Minnesota, absolutely not.
Brian Caraveau joining us, Cheesehead TV, as well as the Maple Street Press, the Packers annual coming out very soon, and we'll hit on that with Brian coming up in a couple more minutes here on The Score. Brian, rookie-wise, Randall Cobb, is he really the only one that can come in and have an impact because of the fact that he is a kick returner and everybody else is starting day one with a new playbook?
Yeah, I think that is going to be the case. Randall Cobb might make an impact right away on special teams because he's expected to be the return man, both on punt returns and kick returns. As for everybody else on the team, they're going to be behind the eight ball. Derek Sherrod, the first-round draft choice, he doesn't figure to play much at all this season unless there's injuries. At least I don't anticipate him playing. He's going to be behind you know, a couple other guys on the offensive line, guys like Chad Clifton, some veterans who, you know, Chad Clifton might move on in a year or two, but as for now, he's the starter on the offensive line. Third-round draft choice, running back Alex Green. He's going to be behind both Ryan Grant and James Stark. So, you know, it's going to take these guys a while to learn the system, and they're just, you know, they're just low on the totem pole. There's depth that they've got to make up for, or, you know, make up for their deficiency in learning the offense or the defense or whatever it may be. So, yeah, I mean, the rookies not going to be as certainly contributors right away, maybe later in the season.
Brian, as camp starts on Saturday night, 7 p.m., that's the start time, the Packers releasing that today, but what position to you is going to bring us the most intriguing training camp to kind of watch to see how things develop?
I would say there's two positions where there's going to be wide-open battles. One will be at left guard on the offensive line, where you've got Darren College was the starter last year. He's currently a free agent. It's kind of up in the air whether he's going to come back to the Packers or whether he's not. Almost a coin flip's chance, 50-50, whether he might be back, and we'll find out in just a couple days. But if not, there's a couple options there. TJ Lang, Nick McDonald, Marshall Newhouse, you know, even first-round draft choice Derek Sherrod or Brian Bulaga could make a move. I mean, there's just all sorts of options there at left guard where the Packers might go. The other position that's going to be you're going to want to watch in training camp would be outside linebacker opposite Clay Matthews. Frank Zombo had a really good rookie season last year. He had four sacks, and he had another high-profile sack in the Super Bowl. I think he might kind of get the first crack at the job, but he's going to have a lot of competition. You've got guys like Brad Jones, who were a starter there in the past. You've got Eric Walden, who was a starter there at one point last year, and Brady Papinga, and, you know, just there's all sorts of options. New rookie, Ricky Elmore. So, again, both those spots are totally unclear. Lots of options, so it'll be a lot of fun to watch those two positions on both the offense and defense.
And, Brian, tell us about the annual coming up, Maple Street Press. I know that's going to hit the newsstands very, very soon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It can be ordered online right now from MapleStreetPress.com. It's a 112-page magazine, absolutely zero advertisements, 100% Packers content, whereas a lot of NFL preview magazines out there, they might have, you know, 4 or 6 pages on the Packers. We've got 112 on the Packers, so head out, and like I said, it's available online now. Magazine stands in about a week or so look for it then.
Brian, always great having you on. I'm sure we'll be chatting down the road once the season gets closer. All right, man?
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Justin.